Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have Scott Adams here. Something major must be going on, but we will try to track him down here during the show. We see if we can get Dr. Bob Thiele on early. He's got some major prophetic things going on in Europe. The latest comments going on between Mr. Macron, the leader of France, and Trump basically indicates, including Merkel, the leader of Germany, that they plan on having a trans-European military force. And they keep on saying it's for protection against the United States, Russia, and China, which is a lie. It's actually a force to prevent countries from leaving the European Union, including Hungary, Austria, and Italy, right off the bat. So these globalists are losing ground and control in Europe, and people are trying to leave, nations trying to leave, like Greece, who joined some years ago and is now bankrupt. And basically, they keep on doing austerity fascism over the state of Greece, even though they won't let them sell their excess if you want to call it products that they have available, that most of the world wants these Greek products. So their Greek olive oil, their Greek products are really, really well prized all over the planet. So people don't understand this. Why is their economy crashing? Well, it's got austerity fascism going on, and they want a trans-European military force not to protect against America. That's ridiculous. As if we're going to invade Europe and take it over. We actually been protecting Europe since the Second World War, 70 years. They want a trans-European force to prevent countries from leaving. That's what it is. And it's very prophetic because the rise of superstate Europe is a prophetic thing. I don't know, do we have Dr. Bob Thiele available? Or, because usually... Yeah, he's not going to be able to make... Keep on trying, Scott, see if we can track down Scott Adams and find out what's up. I'm going to go over some of the latest news on Drudge right now. And kind of give a Drudge opinion. Firstly, Theresa May is on the brink. Several ministers have quit. She's tried to agree with an agreement that the British don't like. It's a very, we call, soft deal. Blasted by all sides. Huge battle going on in the MPs backing. Yes. Wonderful, hello, Scott. Sir. Yeah, do we have Scott? Ah, I think I can hear Scott.
I texted you earlier.
Oh, so. I didn't hear it. So you're in the Senate building. What's going on at the Senate? I know you probably have to run. What's
Rand
going
Paul
on?
Rand Paul and a foreign policy speech.
Ah,
and,
okay.
So it's a foreign policy conference. I texted you but...
I probably didn't get it. I'm so busy this morning. Are you able to come on later on in this hour?
I'm not going to be out probably at least for another 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we get you the last segment, which is about 46 minutes past the hour. How's that?
Well, no, I'm still going to be in the Senate building. It's just it's going to end then.
Oh, it's going
to
end then.
Well,
because you're inside the Senate building, yeah. Okay, well, we didn't make it this hour. That's how things happen. I'm glad you're able to make it, so perhaps we can do a simulcast.
Yeah, I texted you earlier, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. You're 3 hours earlier than me. You're 3 hours earlier than me. Perhaps we can, when I get back from the art show on Sunday, we can do a simulcast update or early tomorrow. On Monday, let's see.
Okay.
Because I want to get an update on what... Okay, so we'll do an update on what's going on there.
Okay.
Send me an email or not. Maybe I'll read it. If you have an update or text message, I'll read it about what's going on in the Senate building, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Take care. So, yes. Scott literally lives right next door to the U.S. Senate, et cetera. So he's kind of like often scoping right out at the Senate chambers about what's going on there. That's pretty pretty amazing, actually. So let's go down here. We're looking at artificial intelligence can do fake fingerprints. We know that now. Amy Schumer is hospitalized. New IRS rules to erode tax cut. You know, the IRS, I don't think the IRS is going to get away with this, actually. Remember, we talked about this with Kelby Smith and the whole idea that you have to opt into the IRS. If you've opted out of your citizenship, you actually are not required to pay IRS taxes, believe it or not. The what's going on in Brexit, by the way, is that the British want to control their immigration. They also want to have things that go back and forth to Europe, maybe a dozen times before they're finally manufactured. And they don't want to be controlled by a European transnational parliament that doesn't allow local representation. It's bureaucrats who run everything. 85% of rules and rulemaking and laws are made by bureaucrats in Brussels or in Strasbourg at their parliament, which actually is an unfinished building. It's supposed to be a kind of an archetype of the unfinished building at the scattering of languages that occurred by God. You remember that? So, I mean, there's a play on words, which is like a middle finger to God that, you know, you may scatter the language, but the empire of trans-Europe with 27 nations and almost 600 million people will rise. And that's likely over the next 10 to 20 years to happen. I mean, I don't know how long it'll take, but it won't take very long for Europe if they decide at least to have a trans-European force to prevent people leaving. But the technology that the Germans and others in Europe have, especially nuclear fusion energy, the giant fusion energy research project in Europe is going to literally probably launch the first public fusion reactors on the planet, although we've already had them here in America for decades. The fact is that it's classified and they're not going to release it to the public. But the Europeans will have fusion reactors probably in the next 5 years, is my prediction. Trump lawyers and CNN square off in the federal court regarding the Acosta case. That's not going to go anywhere. I don't think that they think that they can actually force the president to be abused by not somebody asking questions, but somebody wanting to debate the president and also block other people from having their questions raised in the White House. I think that's not going to go anywhere. CNN is an agency like some other agencies that are abuse the president and need to be de-licensed. They need to lose their license to be able to have cable news, etc., altogether, or significantly culled so they can't do certain kinds of news attacks, which are basically a form of soft coup. let's see. Sometimes there's stupid news as well here, I see on Drudge. Country music star Roy Clark died. Oh, I like Roy Clark. He was a great guy. Fantastic about Roy Clark, man. Funny, entertaining, a super musician. Just amazing. Trump is visiting, of course, the Marine barracks and speak about supporting military families. I saw a news report of Dana Perino this morning. There's a number of, what we call, bills that they're trying to do before the Democrats take over in January, dealing with things like the donut. And, of course, I've personally experienced that donut the thing on drugs. The donut means you run over your deductible, and all of a sudden you get with massive copays on things. That needs to be fixed. We need to fix the thing on the cost of drugs and the cost of generic drugs, which can be is like what they do in Canada and elsewhere in socialist countries. That can be done without total control. It's just a matter of controlling the price of drugs. So there's a number of bipartisan things that should happen. I don't know if it will. The next thing it's going to be telling is this going to happen during the days before things get really intense with 85 investigations that the Democrats plan. So what's going on, of course, up in Northern California is they actually have to bring in DNA experts because there's so many people that died, 56 dead already developing. I heard the number that got up to 59, still 100-plus people missing. A lot of them very elderly, 80 to 90-year-olds, so the fires happened so quickly they couldn't escape. And they were burned right down to the to literally fragments of bone. I mean, it's mind-boggling what happened to those poor people. And the danger is still here. We're still having Santa Ana winds, etc. Humidity here, even in Southern California, is only 10%. But when I look up, it's cooler today, but there's clouds. They say that rain is coming to California. I hope it is. But I know there's blocking highs in space because of space-based weather modification technologies being used to block weather systems coming into California. People say, oh, no, that isn't. I said, look. I have contacts inside classified agencies outside the government that have actually sent torsion field images to tell you what's going on. They're actually having weather system modification technology using the conversion of the upper atmosphere to a plasma with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, and scatter waves generated by a low-Earth orbit satellite. So those are actually steering storm systems, preventing rain or actually triggering off fires, or even having dew or directed energy space-based or drone-based weapons starting fires, or even just arsonists. So a lot of things, taking care of the ground and getting rid of old doctor trees that could be fire retardants, getting rid of smart grid, actually, as I mentioned before, actually starts fires. We need to get rid of smart grid. It's insane. It starts fires, it starts sparks, so trigger off the chaparral to go in flames. We will be back in just a moment. Your questions are welcome on any topic. I'm going to cover a whole wide range of things, and hopefully we will track down my son. Maybe he can come on this hour. We missed him last hour, and we missed him yesterday because he had other issues going on.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A lot of things going on that people need to be aware of. There's actually an active course in university, now college course, for surviving an active shooter. Problems is that all of these active shooter cases occur in no gun zones. If we had trained everybody, including people like black grandmas, and will pay for the gun, how to use a gun, and their sons, so that they wouldn't have to be recruited to a gang, a lot of the crime would disappear. And not just guns, non-lethal weapons, stun guns, all kinds of technology that we can develop that could provide people with ways of knocking down and equalizing. For example, if you're in a parking garage and you're female, you don't just have to take out a gun. Or you can take out a device which shoot a little pellet or a little sphere. It would release a knockdown agent so the person couldn't see or would paralyze them, you know, so they couldn't basically fight you. I think that we need to be creative by using non-lethal weapon technology, including with the police, so they don't have to accelerate to a full lethal weapon that causes a traumatic injury. And being Americans, we need to be creative in that. We need to supply the police but also with higher quality level 3 body armor so they don't get injured by coming against gangs that have high caliber weapons that go through their body armor or their vehicles. So we need to have better vehicle protection and better body armor, and ways of actually knocking down these people, maybe something on the top of the police cruiser. They just press a button and bam, anybody within a certain radius, a certain angle, would just be knocked down, and then they can just pick up the guns and zip tie all the criminals involved and haul them off in a paddy wagon. So I think we need to start being creative in the way we deal with things. For example, fires, we talked about we need to clear the duct, we need to make better roadways, we should have fire reserve tanks, we should have drones with fire retardant on it, we can fly over the area. We should have these what's called positronic hydrogen plasma jet weapons for the firefighters. They could be operated on drones even. They could spray over an area, cut off the fire, and then drop a fire retardant with just a very, very thin film so it would block the oxygen attaching to cause the oxidative reaction called fire. That's what fire is, an oxidative reaction. And then, we can steer weather systems from space so we get adequate rain. hopefully it looks, clouds look like it could rain. Better rain soon, because we haven't had really good aggregate rain, little sprinkles over the last few months here in California, so it's tinder dry and extremely dangerous. And there's no need for it at all. We have weather modification technology for 7 decades, some of it pretty advanced, some of it pretty simple, like, you know, seeding clouds. Others are with actually creating a torsion field to actually pull weather systems together. Doping agents will actually cause the cloud to actually start dropping its rain. There's no reason at all for us, with all our advanced technology, for us to be victims of superstorms. We call the firestorms, in a sense, like a hurricane or fire nado, they call it. But the fire is so advanced and so intense, it's like a fire tornado. People act basically like, hey, we can't do anything about it. No, we're Americans. We invented the 21st century. We can invent techniques to control fire not only here but around the world, and we should have that technology. what I see also is going on in the politics right now. Nancy Pelosi wants power, but I'm not sure why does she want it. She wants it just so she can glory in the fact that she's got the speaker. Let's do collaboration. Let's fix these health bills. Let's fix infrastructure. Let's fix the bill for immigration and DACA. Let's make sure DACA is not repeated. Let's make the immigration system have an immigration day. Let's have a Bracero work program. So most of these people don't want citizenships. They want money. They want to just be able to work. But we need to track them so they can't become a gang member, etc. These are all doable things. And in fact, every single one of these things, I can lay out a plan that can be simple, based on even history, like the Bracero program going back to the 1940s, right after and before the Second World War. There's actually no excuse at all why we can't be creative to solve these problems. Apparently, I heard the cost of the troops down in the borough putting concertina wire and helping the border guards is $200 million. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to be here 6 months or a year or 2 years? And if the Democrats decide not to kind of collaborate with Trump to get some kind of immigration and Bracero program law through, this could become very expensive. And maybe they'll use this as a training thing for training for foreign deployment for war. But we don't need this to be a war. It needs to be where we take air-conditioned buses with bottled water for people that are properly vetted and want to work, and we send them with a tracker anklet on their ankle to a work camp where they work and keep half their wages. And when they're ready to go back home, we send them back in an air-conditioned bus to their home country. How simple could it be? We clear up also the drug trade in their home country so it's decent to live there and their money isn't being stolen by gang members, etc. They're telling the truth when these people come up, and they basically... their nation is a disaster zone because we've created it. Our collaboration with drug cartels, because of the illegal money that's gained by our Special Activities Division of the CIA, is a major reason why their countries are disaster-fied. And so the same thing is with our making deals with the Taliban, so that the illegal drug trade of heroin coming out of Afghanistan and the illegal mineral trade for for strategic minerals is coming out of there, such as silicon, and these strategic minerals that they're literally mining the Taliban are illegally in areas where we make deals with them, so they won't attack our caravans of vehicles and supplies and supply lines going through Taliban territory. But they're then not only disastrifying the West, they actually are shipping crocodile, illegal, and poor quality heroin to Russia to kill young people there. I mean, this is people need to realize the corruption and the evil that's going on, and we're collaborating with it to a great extent. And it's part of the deals that we make, which are costing us $65 billion a year to deploy troops in Afghanistan. We're losing territory to the Taliban and now making deals with them. I think it's kind of crazy. And these are not strategies to win. These are strategies to maintain chaos. So we need to realize that. ISIS is already trying to claim that the fires are retribution. It wouldn't at all surprise me if some of these fires are actually triggered off by ISIS. Or by our own agencies, just like 9/11 in Oklahoma City, were inside jobs, and Ruby Ridge. It wouldn't surprise me at all if these fires are part of the control freaks that want to do this. the gray wolf population could lose federal protection. Well, part of the problem is they brought the gray wolf in from Canada years ago, and the gray wolf population is exploding. These are dangerous big animals, and they will attack humans. And the population is being controlled, just like here in California, they don't control the coyote population. Some nights it gets so loud we have to close our windows because there's so dang many coyotes here. It's nuts. You think you're in the middle of an Indian attack party. You hear the whoa, 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 and think, oh my gosh, it sounds just like natives a couple hundred years ago. So what happened is our enviromaniacs don't understand you need population control or they get way out of control. And That's part of the problem. Let's switch back to health issues now. What's going on with the average population in America? Well, I've been in medicine in 1973, and what I see happening is I see people developing many more and different illnesses at a higher rate. For example, the rate of heart failure is increasing 400% faster than other heart disease. The rate of ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome is increasing dramatically. The rate of dementia is now the second cause of death in Britain. We're seeing autoimmune diseases younger and younger people. We're seeing way more cancer than we used to years ago, not only skin cancer because of the deterioration of the ozone layer. We're seeing way more incidence of all kinds of cancer because of a toxic environment, GMO food, mineral depletion, toxic chemicals everywhere in the industry that enters the biosphere. So the environment is dying, and it's killing the population, and we don't detoxify. You need things like our nutrients, like xenoestrogen detox, life support, etc., Power C Plus, and maybe even all the way up to infrared sauna.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and of course, we're also involved with prepping. I want to talk about some prepper stuff. So number one, we have our legacy food for prepping. I recommend solar. I'm looking at different companies, whether it's Sunrun or other companies. It's very important you have a backup power. We have a 20 kilowatt generator that kicks in 4 seconds. It's really important to have that and have some portable solar panels as well, just even if you want to run your computer or your phone or your television or whatever, or your cell phone. The other thing is you can have satellite link rather than just ground-based or cable link for your internet. Very important to stay connected. Important to have a greenhouse, so you can actually, even if you have a property, to have a greenhouse, you can grow food that wouldn't be affected by toxic or radioactive rain. You want to have a water filtration system for both, not only your home but also your garden, that can filter out all the toxins and chemicals. We have one just recently had a change in our filtration systems. For a whole home, it's really, really effective, the pure water system. You can get heritage seeds. You can get those, of course, at Legacy Food. Really important to actually be prepped up to have these basic things right now. And you can, you don't have to have a large home. You can even have like a mild pet-sized hyperbaric chamber in your window. Have a little CO2 cylinder that raises the parts per million to 1,000. And a hyperbaric or carbobaric, in other words, the carbon dioxide level is raised as well as 1.3 atmospheres. You can use epigenetic frequency of the song of DNA to actually increase the vitamin content, mineral content. We can use minerals, such as some of the special things that I can provide you if you email me, a combination of the density minerals that are present, plus a special product that will actually allow to get far better absorption into your plants, because you want to get minerals into the plants to make the vitamins and the flavor and the taste. Mineral content determines vitamin content and the food value of your food, as well as its color. Very important to have self-protection. And tell people you can have something as simple as just a bunch of wires. We actually have cans on it. Or you can have a system to have a series of motion disorder activated cameras that can notify you on your cell phone or whatever if there's somebody moving around the territory around your home or or on a group of homes. We have 8 homes in our gated community. I'm going to consider this in our meeting when we meet coming early 2019 to have kind of civil protection. It's a gated community, so there's a gully around it that basically is inhabited by rattlesnakes, so obviously you don't want to get down that gully. So we have, and we are on the side of a mountain, which is very, you know, protective. We want people to be prepared for something that might be civil destruction. Apparently the Democrats are going to put in a lot of gun legislation. If they start seizing guns, you want non-gun technology as well to protect yourself. And I am going to start, I think I'm going to get the manufacturer to start making some of my other than gun technology non-lethal first, of course, and then lethal. That will be available to my close friends and those people that I trust. It won't be on the open internet. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to release all kinds of my inventions for people to go crazy and use them harmfully to not only our military and our police. I want to make sure they don't use it against other Americans. But we do need to protect ourselves. And if the Democrats want to disarm us, they're going to get a real big surprise by trying to steal our guns. I remember Charlton Heston saying, "You won't be taking the gun except for my cold, dead hands." And of course, now the doctors are talking about this by gun legislation. I think rational legislation deals with three things. Number one, we need to have a cross-checking database across all states. And if someone has mental illness or show signs of behavior on social media, they should have their not only their gun seized, but also they should have their ability to. But now, if I'm a normal citizen with normal mental health, I should be able to have anything, including a fully automatic weapon or exotic weapons or high caliber like anti-aircraft. It's nobody's business but mine. So in other words, unless you have a significant risk, these kids have shot up, for example, the Parkland school in Florida. It obviously showed signs of mental illness. That child should have never been near a gun or even anything sharp like a knife. So that could have been easily done with a proper database management system. And he should have actually been committed to a facility for treatment because there were lots of warning signs, and the school actually ignored it, and so did the sheriff. So what I see happening is we ignore warning signs, including we have 80% of the mosques in America preach totalitarianism. It's not just Muslims. There's right-wing extremists that are actually preaching a gospel almost similar to Nazism that's dangerous, and these people need to all be sanctioned, de-armed, and many of them need to go to prison. I know they do prison reform, and of course they're going to, you know, the fact is, though, the people need to have needs to be a consequence to extremely dangerous behavior, including threats or teaching things that are, we call, dangerous. But we don't want to disarm the public that are good, well-behaving citizens, and we don't want the government thinking they can kind of whip into your house and grab your gun. Now, we have lots of technology besides guns that will allow us to protect ourselves, including sound technology, infrasound, high accelerating ball bearings and plasma weapons, etc. These are actually, some of them are quite safe, non-lethal weapons that will just stop an intruder or somebody very quickly. And they're very doable. And they're not super expensive either. And I want them to be kind of like the non-lethal ones I'm going to actually put together and probably actually start manufacturing and selling those to people in the next year or two, so they'll have non-lethal technologies to protect themselves against intruders or to protect themselves if they're, say, a female or an elderly male that actually is coming in a parking garage or worried about their community where it's dangerous. I won't be circulating the lethal technology, but I will be circulating the non-lethal. That'll be available here in the next 6 months or so. I'll be posting that up. And I'll probably make it available where I'll actually have somebody local here in California manufactured and we'll ship it out to you. So, non-lethal technology is coming to you, and it's going to allow you to protect yourself without guns. By the way, the gun authorities, like Gun Owners of America, I'm a Gun Owner American member here, and an NRA member. I belong to both. And I have periodically the Gun Owners of America people on. I'm probably going to get NRA as well. They need to realize this, a lot of the new lethal and non-lethal technologies needs to not be restricted by a government that wants to control us. Trying to control the public is a very bad idea. It causes things like revolutions. And unfortunately, the universities in this country are basically mind-controlled. They want to mind-control their young people and make them think that they need to be in a nanny state that controls them. Firstly, you want affordable health care, but you want it between you and your doctor. You don't want forced vaccines. You don't want forced toxic food. You don't want end-of-life, death panels, which is what we see with Obamacare. You don't want malpractice. You want to get mediation so your doctor's monitored. If they don't know what they're doing, they're retrained. You catch them, you retrain them. It's rather simple. You allow alternative pathways. So someone can be a medic 3 hours of duty. If they master the database to be a surgeon, then they go to a surgical center to prove they can know how to do an appendectomy or aoplating for surgery, or we get a piece of bone sticking out of your leg. Well, presto changeo, they're a surgeon. You got a nurse practitioner who's been working for nurses of years as a nurse. They want to upgrade the skills to become an obstetrician. Why not? To me, this is just logical. You want to keep costs of health care down, keep the government out of your bedroom, keep them out of your doctor's office. Don't have the doctor asking questions about guns. Do get the doctor to do functional medicine, which is all specialists need to upgrade to learn that they really don't know what they're doing. Most of them are drug salesmen or know a dozen procedures. Beyond that, they don't know any heart science of how to actually do living pathology on the patients. I'm here to teach them. I'm putting together lots of videos and other material. Eventually, I'll make them pose them all as a kind of a set where they can get access to what I call Neutral Medical University. In fact, I'm going to make a set of videos that'll be for professional grade. That'll be on our website as well. Whether the public looks at them or professionals, I'll give them directly hyperlinks. Whether you're a hepatologist or liver specialist or nephrologist doing renal regeneration, I'm also developing technologies that eventually will allow us to actually regrow organs like limbs, de novo limbs, either on the person or in a lab, and then retransplant your own cells back to your body without rejection. I'm working on technology for life extension technology, with including epigenetic frequency treatment and stem cell augmented therapy. We will be working with Dr. Jürgen Winkler on things like exosomes, which are another augmenting thing along with stem cell therapies. So all of these are coming, and I network with all of these doctors and clinics all over the planet, providing you the best care you can get. When we come back, ask any questions you have on any topic. 877-317-6432. And hour number 3 coming up, we will have Dr. Bob Teal.
Mother's Milk.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and of course, lots of things going on. What's going to happen, of course, over Thanksgiving, we're going to be giving a lot of thanks not only to the founding of America, but also the fact that we're a Judeo-Christian nation founded on Christian principles. We need to, this is what I'm going to recommend for Donald Trump. Number one, he recalibrates in terms of offering bipartisan things, such as the health bill to get rid of the donut thing on drugs, with the drug companies. Things to pass a law that makes sure it's universal for that no pre-existing conditions will be excluded by any insurance company ever. Number three, we need to have a pathway to start changing the way the healthcare is funded. So we offer, and it doesn't have to be the whole system right now to get rid of all insurance carriers, we need to have a system where people can opt to actually have a value-added tax. And therefore, they can end up with a VA health, what's called VAT system of healthcare, where your healthcare costs, just like the share with Samaritan Ministries, can allow you to share with other Americans and have a good portion of your costs covered by the VAT tax, which you'd pay with products you buy or services you provide, you get. Opting into the VAT means that you get VAT modulated health care with minimum premiums. You get your supplements covered, your drugs covered, and you'll be able to see doctors. The doctors should be paid an hourly wage. They shouldn't be paid fee-for-service. This makes administrative costs tremendously less. So if a doctor spends an hour with you, they can pay for an hour's work, which is really good. We also need to get rid of malpractice. The government needs to pass a law to get rid of malpractice and go to mediation. That would choke off all the lawyers that are driving the cost of health care through the ceiling. We need to also have a law that actually supervises and surveils the cost of different procedures so that they aren't all over the place. So you can have within 20 miles here in Southern California variations up to 2 or 3 or 400% in terms of the cost of the same procedure by the same level of qualified person. It's kind of crazy that that happens, but it does. And the public should have access to the information so they can choose when they're actually going to a public, to a private system. Doctors are going to be willing to be compete on an open market. That'll drive down the cost of procedures so they'll be reasonable. We need to make sure that we don't move to a healthcare system like they want to do Medicare for All, which will actually bankrupt a lot of doctors and hospitals and clinics and actually force them out of practice. If you force doctors and hospitals out of practice, even though you offer, quote, national health care or Medicare for All, it won't be the health providers to provide it because you haven't controlled their... Remember now, it's a business. And the business means they have to make enough money to cover their costs, including malpractice and all their staff and the buildings and everything else they do. If you don't allow them to have enough money to actually cover the costs, they're out of business, like anything. And I saw this happen in Canada. We had fee-for-service. If you couldn't make enough money, you couldn't stay in practice. So it doesn't matter. They didn't guarantee you pensions if you're an older doctor or got sick. We also need to be able to pension doctors. So if they get sick or want to work part-time like female doctors or people have other things going on in their life, maybe they can work part-time. Because you don't have malpractice, you can have female doctors that can keep their license and keep practicing, say, 3 or 4 mornings a week or afternoons for 2 or 3 hours. Or an older doctor like me wants to work out maybe half a day a week on a Saturday or something or a Friday morning. I would provide health care. You'd be paid a reasonable hourly wage, and I would provide care for regular or indigent people, and it would be, conventional care, whether it's, surgery or doing other things, which I can do. What we need is a system. In fact, right now, if you actually had health care for all, the first thing they do is it'd be short about 1 million or so doctors, and nurses, nurse practitioners, health providers, but then if you start choking off their actually cash flow, and you don't control their costs, you're going to drive them out of business. I don't see the Democrats figuring this out. They don't understand, and people don't want to copay so high they can never use their insurance. Under Obamacare, their health care insurance was so high that over almost 90% of people couldn't afford to actually use their so-called Obamacare health care because they couldn't afford the copay to actually do the procedure. That's stupid. You know, telling people they have insurance when the copay is so high they can't use it, and also giving people alternatives, natural alternatives to drug therapy. Have a level playing field so that you can see a natural functional medicine doctor as well as a drug doctor, and you get your nutraceuticals covered. Having functional testing. I want to have quantum testing sites all around America. I'd like to have it maybe as almost like a church. So you join the church, or the functional medicine, who you want to call wellness, ministry, and you get your quantum tests done in regular periods of time, covered as part of the whole process of paying your membership. And then if there's problems, you get a major discount on your nutraceuticals and so on. And I'm thinking of actually setting it up. So we would then set it up so people that would pay a regular fee of X amount of money to get their testing done for quantum testing, and then to get a reduction in the costs of doing the blood tests and other tests. And we leave a contract to imaging centers like radiologists to do MRI, CT scan, quantitative electroencephalograms, advanced testing to find out what's wrong before you get a catastrophic illness. Measuring cardiac markers, measuring markers of colon cancer, which can be done, measuring all kinds of genetic things to fix your biochemistry before you have a catastrophic illness, or you get thyroid failure sneaking up, or diabetes, or whatever. This can all be systematized to make it much more, it's like having a really good Jiffy Lube. You know, my wife got really impressed with Jiffy Lube because she brought my car and my caravan minivan. I have a really advanced caravan minivan with, sunroof and all those 2 video screens and all the other bells and whistles and trailer and everything, hook and everything. But it was needing service. And the actual company I bought it from wasn't servicing properly. So if you buy a little Jiffy Lube, they did a great job. They checked it, all the fluids, they did all the electronics, and this and everything, and they fixed it. And my car is driving better than when I bought it the first day. I got it like 4 years ago. So that's what we need to move for people. make use of when you come out of the clinic. You know what's wrong. You fix it. You feel great. You lose weight. You get your blood sugar under control. You don't have cancer markers. We monitor your chemistry and your diet. We check to make sure that you're actually doing well. We actually maybe have a follow-up person to make in touch with you or even connect you with other people with similar problems, so you have kind of groups that can communicate through, you know, friending through the internet. This way we have healthcare. We become responsible for each other. We fix things before they become catastrophic, you know, like if something happening to you or if you have a fancy car, we'll do it straight the same way for the body. And that's what I want to see is a whole different approach. The socialist approach to healthcare, one size fits all, is not good. It's hanging down medicine at the speed of life. We need to actually find out what's wrong with you individually and adjust it, whether your genetics, your diet, your nutrition, what pathogens. I just had a recent gentleman who actually was eating raw fish, you know, ceviche, they call it, or having sushi. And he got an abscess in his gums and was terribly sick. He just started to lose weight and everything. And we got him into a dentist right away. I knew what was wrong. It was some kind of a growth or infection in the gums. Turned out it was probably caused by raw fish or ceviche or, you know, these raw foods, you know, where people are eating raw. And they get parasites from the seafood. And he got an abscess up in his jaw. Although he had no cavities and no other periodontal disease, he had significant infection caused by the parasites from raw fish. Well, we have antipathogenics to clear it. He's going to get a deep cleaning next week. We use things like our Neutrodyne, a hydrofloss machine or the air floss machine you can get from Sonicare. You can put in Neutrodyne and NutriSilver, take Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, and so on. But it's an example of how you can approach things more logically, reduce the costs, improve the protection. For example, I don't believe in giving everybody a vaccine for every disease. I think it's silly. What we need is antipathogenics so you can't be infected when a virus hits in a town or city, whatever, and that the inoculum or necessary number of organisms to infect you becomes unlikely to ever infect you. If you're taking antipathogenics, it'll prevent your body from being attacked by viruses or bacteria or super weapons. So that's a logical way to approach this. And that kind of healthcare will work. It means we maintain everybody so they don't get sick, and we catch things before they become catastrophic and expensive. Logical, isn't it? This is how I approach medicine. I want to teach other people, and I actually want to advise Trump. If he wants to get reelected, the healthcare is the number one issue in America. Next, of course, are jobs and so on. But you can't just tell jobs. 83% of people going bankrupt in this country have got a healthcare, and most 90% of them already have health insurance. It just doesn't cover everything or take care of everything. Now, the nice thing about Samaritan Health, but you have to have no pre-existing conditions before you join, is it covers everything. Like, for example, my friend Dave, who's under Samaritan Healthcare, he got it before he got pancreatic cancer. But if you have a health condition now, you want pre-existing conditions to not prevent your care from proceeding to take care of you so you can avoid the illness, get better, and not die or suffer for years before you do die. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Bob Thiel coming up tomorrow. We're going to rebroadcast the third hour yesterday with Michelle and me. You'll have a live show from Harley Schlanger and a live show from Gary Richard Arnold, my co-hosts that are awesome. We are launching on next week. The stream player will be on all three websites, NutriMedical, Clay and Iron, Eagle Network. Will be archived on Stream Guys' site. We'll be putting players on all of our sub-hosts, like I'm going to have Rebecca, who is Matthew's news lady girlfriend, who's going to have an art and travel show. We're going to have Matthew may pick up a show. We have other people that are looking at it, like Kelby Smith, his advocates, etc. They'll have shows that will be archived over on Deagle-Network, and you'll have the player. It's all free. You don't have to pay a cent to get access. NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex,
And with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.